Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. White letters fade in from a black background. Title: The Open House. Dusk, in the middle of a suburban street, a boy in his late teens with dark hair sprints by various parked vehicles and a woman pushing a stroller. He races past a brunette man in his mid-30s standing by a curb in front of a small white house holding a stopwatch.
Time!
The boy jogs up to the man, who inspects the device.
What is it?
Guess.
519?
507.
He holds up the stopwatch.
That's enough for Ridgewood.
That's almost enough for the Olympics.
All right, let's get you some dinner.
You 507?
Yeah, man.
In a kitchen, a woman with curly brown hair in her mid-30s stares down at an overdue bill. The boy and man enter.
Hey, how was it?
We are in the presence of a future Olympian.
Just guess my time.
Okay, 5.
507.
What?
507.
507? That's incredible, right?
That's my best. Yeah.
We made that. Did you know we made you?
Oh, okay.
We made you with our bodies.
I know.
Okay, go take a shower. I'm making breakfast for dinner.
In a bathroom, the boy rinses a contact lens case, taps it on the side of the sink, then places it by a bottle of solution. With one hand, he holds his eyelid open as he pinches a lens from his blue eye. He pries the opposite eye open as he scoops out the other contact lens. In a blur, he knocks a toothbrush into the sink as he grabs a pair of glasses. He blinks as he slides them onto his face, then glances at a mirror. In the kitchen, eggs smash onto the floor.
Oh, fuck.
The man bends down.
It won't change until you talk to Jim.
I gotta catch him on a good day. He's in a bad mood.
Yeah, he's always in a bad mood, Brian. You just have to sit him down.
Okay, I hear you. All right?
Brian, I'm looking for work, too. But...
There he is. Hey. You want to, I'm going to go get some eggs. You want to come?
Sure.
Hey, get milk, too, okay?
At night, a white cargo van pulls into a parking lot. Inside, an interior light shines down onto Brian and his son.
God.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
It's fucking great.
All right, we're going in.
You staying?
Where are you going?
No, I'm staying.
You're okay.
Outside, Brian steps around the rear of the van. His son leans out his window.
Hey, you bring me something.
I'll think about it.
In the van, Brian's son turns the volume knob on the dash. As he enters a convenience store, Brian waves to the cashier.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, man.
Brian tilts his head as he approaches a row of coolers. He opens the last door, then grabs a carton of eggs above some milk containers. In the van, Brian's son gazes down at a cell phone. He adjusts his glasses, then glances towards his side mirror. In the reflection, Brian steps past a dumpster. His son stares at a gray sedan as it speeds by the van. Its headlights beam onto Brian, who gapes.
No!
Cut to black. Daytime, a man wearing a suit and a woman dressed in black approach the boy's house. They hold hands as they step onto the curb. She carries flowers in her left arm. In the living room, a framed photo of Brian, his son and wife in front of a birthday cake. Guests in dark-colored clothing sit on couches around a coffee table.
I guess the driver had a heart attack. It's obvious.
In the bathroom, the son sits on the floor.
Logan?
Yeah.
In the hall, Brian's wife gazes at the bathroom door.
The Kalmans are leaving.
Okay.
Her eyes lower as she turns away from the door. In the bathroom, Logan's eyes shut as his head sinks to his chest. In the backyard, his mother smokes a cigarette next to a thin blonde woman.
Are you guys gonna stay here?
Can't afford the rent. It's me being out of work and now.
You should stay at our mountain house.
No.
No, I'm serious, Naomi. I mean, it's just sitting there and... You know what? Bruce won't have a problem with it. He'll want to help.
The blonde woman nods. Naomi shakes her head.
I thought you guys were selling.
We are, but... You know, you just have to leave for a bit on Sundays during open houses.
Naomi gazes off pensively.
It's nothing.
I don't know, Ellie. Having people living there is
It'll be fine. Okay? You can look after the place.
Logan would kill me if I pulled him out of school right now.
Okay, look, it's just until you get back on your feet. And you'll come back?
I just can't believe it. He's dead.
On a highway, vehicles move under an overpass. An open cardboard box filled with trophies and a book slides into a back seat. In front of her house, Naomi closes the trunk of a red SUV, then raises a rear bike rack. She slides into the driver's seat beside Logan.
Okay.
She gazes over at him.
Ready?
Yep.
They grab their seat belts. She pulls away from the curb, revealing a yellow for rent sign on the lawn. Later, sunlight beams from behind rocky peaks of a mountain towering over evergreens. The red SUV weaves down a road, winding through a mountainous wilderness. At night in the SUV, headlights illuminate lined asphalt ahead. Naomi holds a phone to her ear.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I am the executor. Well, yes, he was my husband. What? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Damn it.
She touches her temple. Logan stares despondently. She reaches for the radio. He glances down, then hits the knob.
How long did you say we're gonna be here for?
I don't know, Logan.
But you said that I'd be back before graduation, right?
I said I don't know, and I'm gonna do my best, okay? You can pass me my phone. It's at your feet.
As he bends down, she glances over at him. The headlights shine onto the legs and torso of a man dressed in dark clothing. Outside, the SUV swerves around the figure.
Hush! Oh my God! Oh my God! Please tell me he's okay!
In the SUV, Logan glances over his shoulder.
He's not there.
Logan's face reflects in his side mirror as he stares at it. The SUV's brake lights glow in the darkness. A flashback of the night Brian died. Logan shuts his eyes.
Hey, let's just go.
What? I could have killed him.
Blood trickles from her nose.
Mom, your nose.
She dabs at it.
Oh, shit.
Here.
He hands her a napkin.
Just the altitude.
With a distressed gaze, she looks around while she wipes her nostril and upper lip. Outside, the SUV's brake lights fade as the vehicle rolls by a guardrail. Later, a country convenience store with a large illuminated sign on the roof that reads, Market. A pickup truck drives past the SUV in a parking stall. Inside, Logan wanders the aisles. Naomi gazes sullenly at bottles of wine as she moves down an aisle. As she turns, she pauses in front of a glass cooler door. She gazes towards it. She opens it, then grabs a container of milk. Logan fumbles a can and packages of noodles in front of a woman in her late 50s with auburn hair wearing a beanie. She smiles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no worry at all, honey. Wait a minute. You must be Logan.
Hi?
Oh, and hold on, Naomi.
I'm sorry.
Oh, forgive me. I'm Martha, Bruce and Allison's neighbor. She told me her sister and nephew were coming up. She emailed me a picture, so I knew exactly who you two were.
Okay.
So sorry for what happened to your husband. Allison told me all about it. So gruesome. You must miss him dearly.
We do.
I lost my husband a few years back. Not a day goes by that I don't feel the void.
Mom, should we...
Oh, yes. I won't keep you any longer. If you need anything, my house is just west through the woods. You can't miss it.
Thank you. It's very kind of you.
It's always nice to know you have someone nearby. The quiet out here can get real loud. Bye-bye now.
Martha smiles, then turns away. In the SUV, Logan and Naomi lower paper bags and a purse towards the back seat. He glances out of the window at Martha, who stares back straight-faced by the store's entrance.
You okay?
Yeah.
He looks at his mother, then glances back towards the store. Martha has vanished. They reverse out of the parking lot. Daytime, a sprawling forest of evergreen stretches towards snow-covered peaks in the distance. On a hillside road, the red SUV drives past a hanging for sale sign. In front of a luxurious mountain home, the SUV turns around a tree in the center of a driveway before stopping in front of a high arching entrance. Logan and Naomi gaze up at the house as they exit the vehicle.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Leave it to Ali to have the biggest house on the mountain.
His mouth hangs open slightly.
How have you never been here before? It's fucking huge.
Language. But yeah, it is huge. Let's go.
A spiked iron fence and stone pillar in front of a snow-covered lawn dotted with leafless trees and bushes and a fake deer. Sunlight beams down. They remove belongings from the SUV, then make their way towards the door. A front hall with tiled floor and traditional staircase. With their bags, Logan follows his mother through one of two double doors with centered glass arches.
Well, home sweet home.
They enter a living room decorated with a vintage couch and glass-plated coffee table. A wooden bookcase rests beside one of two large brick columns. A lamp sits on an end table next to another couch. They glance at one another. Naomi picks up the receiver of a black rotary telephone.
Hello? Yes. Just got in.
Logan's brow furrows.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Who was that?
Martha, the neighbor. Calling to see if we got in okay. I was kind of hoping I wouldn't have reception up here. Hello?
He wanders into the hall.
Oh. Hi. No. We've been driving all night, so...
With his bag, Logan climbs the front stairs past artsy tree carvings below a hanging rustic sled, ice skates, and snowshoes. He turns on a landing as he steps up another flight to a secondary living room. Light filters through windows onto two wing-back chairs next to a couch facing a television over a tiny fireplace. He passes a table and banister. Shadows wash over his face as he moves through a short hallway behind a dividing wall. He enters a room. Through another doorway, Logan tosses his bag onto a bed. He glances around. He steps through a bathroom into an adjoining bedroom. White curtains span one side of the room behind a bed, antique rocking chair, and a faded Victorian rocking horse. He approaches the chair and nudges it. A vase of flowers on an antique vanity. He descends into the kitchen. He pauses as he glances around an adjoining room. He turns back into the kitchen. He gazes out of windows above a counter. He moves around a central island across from a gas stove, then enters a dark pantry enclave next to a large stainless steel fridge. He flicks a light on, then opens a door next to the pantry. Stairs descend into the darkness. He reaches towards the wall. He grabs a flashlight from a kitchen armoire. He shines a light into the shadows as he slowly steps downstairs, surrounded by stone walls. He moves past a landing protected by metal guardrails. He points the light at his feet, his smudged sneakers cautiously touching every wooden step. The flashlight glares as he shines it around a basement. He moves by discarded boxes and junk which line the walls. He steps past a partition door as he approaches a hot water heater. He surveys water trickling down the stone on an opposite wall. Back by the stairs, light beams towards a short set of stone steps leading up through an archway into a narrow corridor, which he enters. He passes an opening. With a flashlight held high, he rounds a corner. A huge mound of debris blocks the corridor from ground to ceiling. The screen goes black, then he glances around the walls as he makes his way back towards the stairs. His foot breaks through a step just before a first landing. He stares at the step. At night, exterior lights illuminate the front of the house. On a deck, a shadow-covered Naomi takes a drag of a cigarette. In his new bedroom, Logan opens a moving box. He removes a journal with corners of photos sticking out from its pages. He opens the cover, revealing the birthday photo of him and his parents. He gazes towards it, then glances up as Naomi swings the door open.
Logan?
Yeah?
Did you get a chance to sleep today?
Not really.
Well, you'll sleep like a rock tonight. First open house is tomorrow, so we gotta be out of here by 11, okay?
Okay.
Honey, are you sure you don't want me to keep that stuff in my room?
No, it's okay.
Okay. I'm gonna head to bed. Love you.
He stares at the closed door. His eyes dart towards the box, then he gazes at the ceiling. Outside, bare branches creep over a glowing moon in the night sky. In the living room, the exterior lights filter through blinds onto a stone fireplace. In the kitchen, shadows wash across the counter and cabinets. In the front hall, the lock on the double doors with arched glass. In his bed, lying on his side, Logan holds a blanket close to his chest. His eyes shoot open. In the front hall, a beaming light casts barred shadows across the walls. Logan descends the stairs, then enters a side room. He slowly approaches partially drawn wooden blinds. He lifts a slat, squinting out from behind his glasses. Headlights glare back at him as he stares through the window. His eyes shift as he moves his head. The headlights flare, then fade. The blinds close. Outside, exterior lights beam across the front door, which cracks open. Logan cautiously glances around. With a furrowed brow, he moves down the front steps. His head turns from side to side. He surveys the front yard as he steps out onto the driveway. He pauses as he stares towards the fake deer amongst some trees, then turns back towards the house. A disheveled Martha stands behind him, wearing a robe over her pajamas.
Who are you? What are you doing on our property?
Ma'am?
What do you want?
Ma'am, this is our house. Do you need help?
No!
He stares as she hurries away from him into the darkness. Inside, he enters double doors into a dim master bedroom. He pauses before making his way towards Naomi, who lies fast asleep in bed beside an illuminated lamp on a nightstand. He gazes down at her, then reaches towards various sheets of paper lying under her hands. He slips them free. He grabs a pen from on top of the bed cover. He moves the pen and paper to the nightstand, then stares towards the corner of a photo sticking out from beneath her pillow. He slides it free, then holds it under the lamp. Light shines onto the photo, which is of him holding a trophy between his parents. He gazes down at it. He drops it on the papers, then turns off the lamp. Daytime, outside, evergreen and deciduous trees gently sway. In his bed, Logan's eye shifts under its lid, then slowly opens. His brow furrows. In a blur, a hand reaches down. He scrambles for his glasses.
You need to get up right now. The open house is starting in 15 minutes, Ed. Come on, you gotta get the signing sheet out of the car.
Are you kidding me?
The open house ends at 5. Ed is gonna be running the show today, which means he will turn off all the lights, he'll walk up, and Ed, don't forget to leave the key under the mat.
Got it.
Okay. And do I need to
No.
You don't have to do a thing except one. Do not come back here until after 5, because we do not want to upset any potential buyers.
Mom, why didn't you wake me up?
Oh, sorry, I got a call, and then Ed and Joanie...
Ed, you scared the hell out of me.
Ed, make his bed.
Ed rushes up the kitchen stairs.
You two really have to get going. Really, now.
On the hillside road, a swaying sign reads, Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., open house. Inside brochures read Open House with Joni McAllister. Through a window, a gray luxury sedan pulls into the driveway. In the kitchen, Ed places cookies onto a plate. A woman and two small children enter the front hall. In the kitchen, a brunette and blonde woman approach Ed.
Welcome. If you have any further questions today, just sign in right there. And otherwise, take a cookie, look around, and I'm here to help.
The women exit the house. A large pair of black boots steps into the front hall. The door closes. At a restaurant, sitting in a booth.
So, why would she knock?
She's nuts.
Maybe she was lost.
I just don't think the people up here know what privacy is.
Excuse me, your card was declined. Do you have another one we could use?
Oh, you know what? I'll just use cash.
Okay.
Naomi searches her purse. Logan stares at his mother, then reaches into his pocket.
Here, I got it.
No, honey, you don't even...
He pulls out a bill from a wallet.
It's my birthday, honey. Here you go, no change.
Thanks.
The server leaves. He shifts in his seat.
Where'd you get birthday money?
Aunt Allison. It's okay.
She nods, then puts her purse to the side.
Thank you.
They glance at one another before he lowers his chin to his chest. She stares out of a window and touches her purse.
You know what? Let's play a game.
What?
Come on, it'll be fun.
If you win the lottery, what would you do with the winnings?
I don't want to play.
Come on. Amuse me.
Fine. I'd pay off our debt.
Okay. We're not that bad off. But I would let you.
Hey, I'd buy us a new house back home.
Can we have a pool?
And a track. I'd go to the Olympics in Japan.
Can I come with you?
Yeah, first class. Other than that, I'd probably just give the rest to you.
No.
I don't need it. You'd probably spend it on things that matter.
Well, I personally think that your dream of going to the Olympics and owning a home with the biggest backyard ever are things that matter.
Thanks.
Okay, my turn. Dead. Then I think I would start doing photography again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I used to love it.
Why, you should... You should start again now.
Please.
You should. You don't have to win the lottery to do that.
Now you sound like your dad.
In a local general store, Logan glances down at various racks of clothing as he wanders around with his hands in his jacket pockets. Neck bent, he pauses beside a rack. A blurred Naomi faces a man with black hair behind a checkout counter.
I don't think I've seen you before.
Oh, yeah. We've been getting a lot of that.
Everybody knows everybody in these small towns, huh?
Mm-hmm. I have noticed.
It's good to see some new faces, especially pretty ones. I just mean the mountain folk can get a little, scruffy at times. And I am not talking about the men. Whereabouts are you from?
Well, we're from California.
Can we go?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Logan strides off.
I'm so sorry.
The man glances after them as Naomi follows her son. At night on the hillside road, the headlights of the red SUV beam onto the for sale sign as it cruises past. Inside the vehicle, they pull into the driveway. Naomi reaches for the center console.
You didn't have to be rude.
You were flirting.
Logan. He was just talking to me. I was being friendly.
Are you allowed to go in yet?
Yeah. He said it was over at 5.
He slides out of the car. She grabs her purse, then exits. Through the translucent front door glass, Naomi's hazy figure appears.
There's no key.
Is it unlocked?
They enter the house.
Hello?
His brow furrows. They glance at one another. He steps further into the front hall as she closes the door. He passes a hanging antique clock. As Logan approaches the living room, Ed rushes into the hall.
Oh, Jesus!
Did you not hear us?
Sorry, I was just locking everything up. We ran long. Joni's picking me up right now, so I'm rushing, but your keys, I left them right there, and that should be everything. Okay? So, have a great night.
Thank you.
Ed leaves the front door wide open as he hurries outside. Logan steps into the doorway.
Turn the light.
The hall light flicks on. He stares off pensively.
Mom, have you ever thought about how, like, weird open houses are?
What?
I mean, you give your keys to someone you hardly know. They stand in one room and welcome in a bunch of complete strangers. And those people just roam around the house. And the realtor doesn't check the house when it's done, right? They just turn the lights off and go.
Okay, well, now I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
He climbs the stairs.
Maybe you shouldn't sleep tonight.
Stop.
She stares up at him, then surveys the hall. She turns and reaches for the lock on the door. Hangers slide on a bar. In his room, Logan stares under his bed, then rises. He gazes down at the covers. He removes a cell phone from his pocket. He steps towards a charging cord lying on a dresser, then plugs it into the phone. Now downstairs in the living room, Logan and Naomi wear pajamas on the vintage couch.
Life generally leaves a note. Well, this one didn't. Probably didn't have time.
I have to pee.
She pushes a blanket off of herself, then exits the room. Logan grabs a bowl from the coffee table, then enters the kitchen. He pauses at the island counter. A door creeps open in the front hall. With the bowl now full of popcorn, Logan makes his way back to the couch. He takes a bite. Naomi enters.
Just gonna watch it ring? Hello? Hello?
Who is it?
Can you hear me? Is anyone there?
What?
It's just us. Like, I could just hear echoing.
She sits on the couch. A shadowy glow washes over the wall and onto the open door in the hall behind them.
All of you might have been in South America for all you seem to know about this murder.
In a bathroom, droplets of water and steam lightly cloud a shower door. Naomi touches her shoulder. From the hall, Logan enters his room with a bowl of cereal, then sits on the bed. He touches his pants pocket. In the room, he places the bowl onto his nightstand. He steps towards the charging cord, which lies isolated on the dresser. He pats his pockets as he glances around the room. In the shower, Naomi rubs her upper back and shoulder. In his room, Logan searches under his pillows and bed cover. In the bathroom, Naomi's wet hair hangs to the left of her neck. She washes her shoulder. A towel dangles from a hook on the bathroom door. Logan cracks the door open.
Mom, have you seen my phone? I'm going to use yours real quick.
From the living room, with a phone pressed to his ear, Logan searches the front hall. He enters the kitchen by the rear staircase. He glances around as he steps into the living room. While gazing towards the coffee table, he freezes, then lowers the phone from his ear. His bowl of cereal rests on its surface. His brow furrows. He turns, gazing back into the kitchen. He pauses, stares towards the front hall, then turns and steps forward. He stops, then drops down onto his hands and knees. He lowers an ear to the carpeted floor. He swings his mother's bathroom door open.
Sorry, Mom. You scared me.
I don't know. The water is ice cold. I have to go check the tank.
Wait, that's in the basement.
I know.
I just heard something banging around down there.
Yeah, it's probably the old pipes.
Wrapped in a towel, she leaves. She opens the basement door. She is illuminated as she clicks on the flashlight. She descends down the wooden stairs. She shivers as she steps through the darkness. She clutches the towel around her and grips the flashlight as she shines it onto the discarded junk lining the stone walls. She approaches the hot water heater, then kneels. She turns a red pilot light knob. The flashlight turns off. Up in the kitchen, the basement door is partially open. In the basement, Naomi lights a match. A faint glow washes across her face as the flame dies.
Oh, come on.
Upstairs, the open door. In the basement, a flame flickers by the water heater, then fades.
Oh, Jesus.
She presses a button next to the knob, then ignites the pilot light with a lit match. She blows the match out, smiles, then turns the flashlight on. Light from the kitchen above disappears.
Logan?
Grasping her towel, she hurries back to the stairs and out of the basement.
Logan?
She bursts into his room.
That's not funny, Logan.
What?
You slammed the basement door on me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
She stares under her bed. She stands, then shrugs at Logan.
Maybe the door is broken.
Wisps of clouds drift over tree-covered mountains. On the hillside road, Logan speeds around a bend wearing compression tights under black shorts and a long-sleeved shirt. His arms pump back and forth as he sprints past various bushes and trees scattered among patches of melted snow. He rounds another short bend in the road, then begins to slow. He grimaces as he waves an arm towards a bundled-up Naomi who stands beside the for sale sign holding a stopwatch.
Time!
5:34. Nice.
Fuck, it needs to be faster.
What? That's great.
Come on, I don't get it. It needs to be faster.
Honey, you're on a mountain. Maybe you ran more than a mile.
No, I mapped it out. You sure you started the second I left?
Hey, you can do it yourself if you want.
She holds out the stopwatch. He steps towards the for sale sign. Up in a tree, a bird turns its head. On the road leading to their house.
Did you find your phone yet?
No. It's gone.
It's not gone. It has to be somewhere.
I don't know.
Who's that?
They pause. On their front step, a figure wearing a black beanie stares through the glass arch doors. Naomi glances at Logan. He marches across the driveway. Naomi follows.
Hey!
Hey! Oh! It's you guys.
What are you doing here?
Right. This looks bad. I was just on the back road, saw the for sale sign.
Honey. Logan.
Logan storms inside.
I'm sorry, he's,
No, no need to apologize. I can relate.
You have teenagers?
No, but I, was one once.
Well, this is my sister's house. We're just staying here for a bit.
Lucky us.
Yeah, you could call the realtors. They're the ones that set up the showings.
Got it. Thank you. I'll do that.
He turns back as he leaves.
You know what? I'm all the way here. Would there be any way at all I could just peek inside?
They enter the house. He follows her inside.
So you're looking to move?
Thinking about it. I killed for this kind of privacy.
He surveys the front hall.
I don't think I caught your name.
Naomi.
Naomi. It's nice to meet you. I'm Chris.
Well, I'll let you do your thing. Don't mind me.
Great.
On his bed without his glasses, Logan gazes down at a laptop. On the screen, the title, Dreams in the Rat House, beside an album cover over a playlist. His brow furrows. In the kitchen, Chris saunters between the island and oven. He gazes around the room. He touches a cabinet as he steps past the fridge into the pantry enclave. He pauses in front of the basement door, glances over his shoulder, then opens it. In his room, Logan stares up from his bed. A flashback, Brian smiles as he nods. In his bed, Logan stares off pensively. A gray sedan rips through the parking lot.
No!
Blood drips down a motionless hand, Brian's lifeless face. In the kitchen.
Chris? Hello?
Logan jogs down the kitchen stairs.
Who are you talking to?
That guy. I wanted to see the house since he missed yesterday.
Are you still here?
He's probably left. He was just looking around. I was in my room.
Seen from outside a kitchen window, he fills a water glass, then leaves.
Logan?
In her room, Naomi cuts open a box on top of the bed. She searches under scarves, picture frames, and old film rolls, then pulls out a camera case. She rolls the case over in her hands, then opens it. Outside, fir trees sway gently against a blue sky. Dusk, in the forest with her camera, Naomi steps over brown and golden grasses. She approaches dense bushes by a row of trees, then crouches. She glances away from the viewfinder, then stands. Leafless branches hang down around her. She aims her camera across the brush. In the snow-scattered yard around the house, now wearing his glasses, Logan strolls forward with his hands in the pockets of a hoodie. He gazes around as he steps past various trees. He pauses, brow furrowed, he slowly surveys the yard. At night in the kitchen, uncooked noodles slide into a boiling pot of water. Logan places a box on the counter beside the elements.
Okay. What do you want to have with your mac and cheese? Hot dogs? Or...
He stirs the pot. She gazes into the fridge.
Hot dogs.
I'd have to say hot dogs.
They stare at one another.
I'll get it.
She strides into the front hall. Martha cracks a smile.
Hello there, neighbor.
Hi.
Martha.
Martha.
That's okay, Naomi. I won't hold it against you. Oh, my goodness. I love this little house. So nice to see it lived in again. I can't tell you how sad I was when I saw that for sale sign go up.
It's definitely a beautiful home.
I'd feel awkward if I didn't tell you. We came to the open house yesterday. We just wanted to see the place one last time before some stranger snatches it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I almost forgot. I do that a lot these days. I brought you banana bread. You and Logan are gonna love it. Everybody does.
Thank you.
Where is that handsome young boy?
He's in the kitchen.
Ah.
We're making dinner, so.
Well, I just was going to swing by and check in on you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to come by. My husband can't wait to meet the two of you.
I'm sorry. I thought you had said your husband passed away.
Passed away? Oh, why would I say something silly like that? No, no, the devil himself couldn't slow him down. You have yourself a good one.
Bye. Bye, Martha.
Martha hurries out of the door, leaving Naomi holding the banana bread. In her shower, water cascades down Naomi's head as she washes her hair. She jumps away from the faucet head, then turns it off. In the basement, the flashlight shines into the darkness. Naomi clutches a towel around her chest as she rushes down the stairs. She tucks a corner of the towel in as she approaches the water heater. The pilot switch is turned off. She points the flashlight behind her as she gazes back towards the stairs. She ignites the pilot light. In her shower, the water flows over her head and face. With closed eyes, she gathers her hair back as the water soaks it. She rubs her face and head, then pulls her hair towards her left shoulder. She pauses as the water streams down her body, then jolts away from the shower head once more. She presses her back against the opposite tiled wall. She wipes her eyes and face, then surveys the knob and shower head. She reaches towards the knob, then leans out of the shower.
Logan!
In the basement, the flashlight beams onto Logan's sock-covered feet as they travel down the wooden steps. He moves past the debris and junk towards the hot water heater. Shining his light onto it, he crouches in front of the heater. His face is illuminated as he stares towards the knob, which is turned off. He turns it back on. He shines the flashlight towards the stairs, then turns back to the water heater. As he fumbles the light, it shines in his face. The basement goes pitch black as he clicks the flashlight off. Matches glow briefly. A match bursts to life. Behind Logan, the silhouette of a figure looms in the shadows. The flame weakens as he holds the match to the pilot light, which ignites. Behind Logan, the figure vanishes. The front of the house. Inside, an unseen figure moves through a dimly lit kitchen to the living room. It snakes its way into the hall, past the antique clock, then into the master bedroom. It lingers above Naomi, who lies fast asleep. In Logan's room, his glasses lay on his nightstand. His brow scrunches and his mouth cracks open slightly as he sleeps. His eyes blink open. He tilts his head, then slides a hand off of his bed cover as he reaches towards the nightstand. He pats the now vacant surface. He crawls out from under the blankets, placing his feet down onto the carpet. Through a doorway, he rises from the bed, then staggers from his room into the bathroom. Part of his face and shoulder are reflected in a mirror above the toilet. The dark figure of a man steps past the bathroom door. Logan touches the top of the toilet. As he enters his room, his hand fumbles across the doorframe. He climbs back into bed. The dark silhouette of the man faces the room from the hall. Daytime in his bed, Logan moves a hand from his pillow and rubs his face. With closed eyes, he reaches for his nightstand. His eyes open as his hand touches his glasses, which have returned. On a roadside.
Allie, I was married to a plumber for 16 years. I think I know when a water heater's broken.
Wearing his running outfit, Logan jogs down a hillside road.
Thank you.
As she lowers her phone, Naomi takes a drag of a cigarette. She glances at her phone. Elsewhere, Logan slows, then doubles over. He stops and places his hands onto his thighs. Martha approaches him.
Logan? Logan, sweetheart, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Oh, honey, let me walk you home.
No, that's all right.
Nonsense. Come on. Come on.
He stares at her as she takes a step forward. She glances back with a faint smile as he follows. He wipes his mouth.
Where did you come from?
Oh, I always like to start my day with a nice stroll through the forest. The nature, the air. How you liking the neighborhood?
It's fine. I'm just hoping that the house sells soon so that we can go home.
You're not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm sure of it. Houses up here take some time to sell.
Naomi drives up beside them in her red SUV. Martha approaches the window.
What happened?
I'm fine.
Poor boy got sick on his run. But not to worry. I was watching out. Are you okay, honey?
It's just a cramp.
Nothing that a hot shower and a good breakfast can't fix.
Well, thank you, Martha. I appreciate it.
Hey, I hope you're both doing all right. Death. It's like it moves in and never leaves.
They stare at Martha, who cracks a smile.
Bye-bye now.
Martha steps in front of the SUV as she wanders back into the forest. Inside the vehicle.
She's so weird.
Later, through the translucent front door, a blurred figure. Naomi opens the door.
I'm here for the water heater.
Great. It's just
in the basement, right?
Yeah.
I've been in it before.
In his room, Logan gazes at his laptop. He bobs his head. In the basement, the plumber shines a flashlight as he fixes the open water heater. In the kitchen, Naomi washes a pot lid in the sink, then sticks it in a drying rack. She scrapes a plate clean, then puts it onto the counter. She bends down to a trash bin. She picks out a crumpled photo of herself with Brian and Logan from amongst the food waste. She gazes at it and straightens it out.
Ma'am?
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't hear you. How did it look down there?
Normal. We let the pilot. It's burning. Then I changed the thermocoupler. You should be good to go.
Okay. Well, sorry for the inconvenience.
No, not at all. I'm out here almost daily. There's Martha down the road. She lost her husband a few months back, and, you know, she gets kind of sad. I think she would flood her house if it meant me stopping by for a few hours.
So her husband did die.
What, she told you something different?
Yeah.
Yeah. She got Alzheimer's a few months back, so she gets things a little confused from time to time.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, And hey, I found this by the water heater. Thought you might be looking for it.
Logan's phone. In Logan's room, Naomi enters. She smacks his computer closed.
Found your phone.
Okay, where was it?
In the basement, next to the water heater.
Oh, I must have left it down there when I went to relay the pilot.
Logan, your phone has been missing for days. You just went to check the pilot last night.
What's your point?
And then I found this.
The scrunched photo.
In the trash.
She slams the photo onto his bed. Nonplussed, he leans forward. He glances towards it, then up at her.
No, I didn't do that.
Have you been messing with me?
Have I been messing with you? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not an idiot, Logan. First the basement door, and then the water heater, and now this?
What are you talking about?
Is it because you're pissed at me? I don't know. Because I have so much on my plate right now that I can't deal with you two.
I didn't do anything. Mom, you're completely fucking insane.
Excuse me?
Just get out of my room.
No, what did you say?
Get the fuck out of my room.
No! You do not get to talk to me like that. I am your mother, and I am allowed to be upset. I know this sucks. I know it's not what you wanted, because guess what? It's not what I wanted either, so grow up, Logan.
She releases his collar.
I fucking hate you. All you do is put your shit on other people. Dad's gone, and you don't even care. He died in front of me, and you even asked me one time if I'm okay. You just dragged me out of school and brought us to this shitty town. You don't even care if I'm okay with it. We wouldn't be in this situation if Dad was still here.
They gaze at one another.
Want to be an adult and know the truth? Your father is the exact reason that we are in this situation. Your father left us with nothing because he was irresponsible and he couldn't care less about me or about you.
I fucking wish it was you.
Her cheeks tighten. Her eyes gloss over as they begin to water. He clenches his jaw, then glances away from her. Her head lowers as she turns from his room. He closes his eyes and leans over the bed. At night, the moon glows behind tree branches. Inside the upstairs banister overlooking the kitchen. In his bed, Logan sleeps. His eyes shoot open. On the stairs, Logan gazes down into the darkness below. He grips the banister as he makes his way down towards the landing.
Hello?
He steps down the stairs leading to the kitchen. He moves between the island and oven. He passes the fridge. Shadows consume him as he steps into the pitch-black pantry enclave. With a flashlight, he illuminates an open basement door, then enters. He shines the light onto the broken step as he descends. He skips the step. He aims the flashlight down the narrow stone corridor by the foot of the stairs. As he turns, Logan shines his light onto the back of Brian, who faces him. Blood streams from Brian's eyes, nose, and mouth.
Oh my God.
He's dead! No, no! Dad! Dad, no!
Logan in his bed.
It's just a nightmare. You're having a nightmare.
He touches his bed cover.
We have a showing in an hour, so we gotta go.
He puts on his glasses.
What time is it?
1 p.m. You slept all day.
Outside, Naomi puffs on the butt of a cigarette.
Logan, let's go! Is your room clean?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
For a run.
He sprints off. She stares after him. On the hillside road, she cruises in her SUV. Elsewhere, Logan jogs in a hoodie and beanie. In town, Naomi parks beside a white SUV in a single row of stalls facing a brown building. She climbs out of her vehicle. She bumps into Chris as they both round the corner of another SUV.
Hi.
Oh, Naomi,
Hi.
Sorry.
No, it's, you just startled me.
Wow, I'm so glad I ran into you again. How are you?
Good. I'm just picking up some photos I had developed.
Oh, well, you're a photographer.
It's just a hobby.
That's great.
In the kitchen, the cabinets and oven. In the parking lot.
Hey, sorry I sort of disappeared on you last time. Couldn't find you. Figured I'd just get out of your hair.
No worries.
On the road, Logan jogging. In the parking lot.
I know you don't know me. Last thing you probably need right now is some guy scaring you in the parking lot and stalking your house. I just wanted to give you my number.
In the kitchen, the basement door in the pantry enclave. In the parking lot.
Just in case you guys ever need anything. I just know you guys are new around here. No pressure.
Well, thank you. It's very sweet of you.
In the enclave, the basement door cracks open. On the road, Logan slows, then grabs the back of his head. In town, Naomi walks through a quaint park with her purse and a thin package. She reaches into her jacket pocket. She stares at her phone. At night on the hillside road, her SUV headlights beam onto Logan.
Naomi, it's Allison. We got a call from a realtor that our house was broken into. Call me.
Logan, get in the car. Get in the car!
He frowns as he climbs inside. They race past the for sale sign. The headlights glare as they pull into the driveway. They hurry through the door into a dark front hall. In the living room, an overhead light shines angelically over a table with four chairs where the couches and coffee table once stood. The rotary phone sits on a raised platter on a corner of the table. Lit candles stand between two holiday place settings. Naomi and Logan slowly step towards it. Flames flicker in the fireplace. Logan surveys the room.
Hello?
We have to call the cops.
Later, the couches and coffee table in the corner of the room. Two officers approach Logan and Naomi.
Ma'am, we searched the entire house. There's no one here.
Did you check the basement?
Yeah, top to bottom. It's definitely creepy, but we didn't see anything.
Mom.
Well, we had an open house here a few days ago, so maybe someone found a spare key laying around,
or maybe someone stayed.
The officers glance at each other.
I know it sounds stupid, but other things have happened before this. Things moving from one room to another, weird phone calls.
From anyone in particular?
No. No one would respond. Don't look at her. I'm not lying.
Look. I know that we probably sound like the crazy new people in town, but this is my sister's house, and we're supposed to be taking care of it. So.
Look, I understand the fear in these situations, okay? I do. But it's likely the front door was unlocked and some kids snuck in.
Are you kidding me? Look at this. You think some kids just did this?
It's not uncommon, okay? Kids get bored. They do weird things. They were probably just trying to scare the newcomers.
Logan curls his lip and crosses his arms.
Okay. Is there nothing else you can do?
If it makes you feel any better, we can come by in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, please, do.
Okay. Let's go.
You all have a good one.
The officers leave. Logan faces his mother.
You have to stay in a hotel.
Honey, we're fine.
No, Mom, something is clearly going on. And look, I know that you think that I did all that shit before, but I didn't. All right, I swear to God.
Okay, no, but you heard them. There's nothing to worry about.
Mom, please.
Logan, we can't afford it right now. Okay?
They stare at one another.
We're fine.
He runs a hand over his mouth, then leaves the room. She rubs her forehead. Outside, branches of a leafless tree. In the kitchen, Logan and Naomi move a table. In her room, Naomi drops a pair of socks onto the bed, then picks up her jacket and searches its pockets. She glances up, then pulls out a piece of paper with Chris's number scribbled across it. She steps over to a long wooden dresser, then puts her phone down on top of it. She looks up as Logan enters. She places the number down beside the phone.
Hey.
She drops her jacket onto the end of her bed, along with other articles of clothing.
I'm going to bed.
Okay. You all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
You want to stay in here tonight?
He turns back as he is about to leave the room.
Sure.
She continues cleaning up her clothing from the floor at the foot of the bed. He moves over to the long dresser. He glances down at the piece of paper, then picks it up and inspects it.
What's this?
It's just that guy from the store. He gave it to me in case we ever needed anything. He was just being friendly. You can throw it out if you want. I don't care.
He rubs the paper between his fingers.
Make a rush, my teeth.
He exits the room. In her bathroom, Naomi brushes her teeth. She stares into the mirror. She slowly makes her way from the bedroom into the darkened hall.
Logan?
She steps past the living room entrance as she moves into an illuminated front hall. Chris's fragmented face stares through an arch glass door, which she opens.
Chris, what are you doing here?
Mom, it's okay. I called him.
Outside with flashlights, Logan and Chris inspect the yard.
Well, the cops weren't worried at all, huh?
No. I said some kids probably didn't.
That's possible. A lot of them are assholes up here.
It didn't feel like kids.
Oh, what did it feel like?
Personal. Like someone had been here before. I don't know, maybe I'm crazy.
Chris glances at Logan.
Well, it's just the two of you up here, huh?
Naomi stares out of a living room window.
Yeah.
He moves away from Chris. In the front hall, Logan and Chris enter. They approach Naomi in the living room.
Anything?
All clear.
Chris nods. She stares at him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Later, sitting on a couch, Chris removes black boots. Logan brings him bedding.
Hey.
Oh. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Need anything else?
No, I'm good, buddy. Yeah, go get some rest.
Hey, thank you for doing this.
Yeah, not a problem. Look, this place is weird sometimes. Yeah. Took me a while to get used to it, too. Yeah, I'm sure it's nothing, but, I'll be here.
I'm sorry, if I was rude before.
No. No need to explain, man. We're all good.
Outside, the exterior lights illuminate the SUV parked in the driveway. In the master bedroom, Logan blinks as he squints at his laptop. He closes it, then places it on a nightstand. Naomi lies fast asleep next to him. In the bathroom, he fills a contact case with solution. He wipes his hands on a towel. Reflected in the mirror, he reaches for an eye, then glances over his shoulder. In an illuminated living room, a blanket lies on an empty couch. Logan peers out from the hall to the master bedroom, then enters.
Chris?
Behind him, the front door is wide open. He stares at the couch as he makes his way over to it. The SUV's headlights shine through the front hall. Light beams across Logan's face. In the driveway, an indicator's light blinks. Logan steps out onto the front steps.
Chris?
Logan inches towards the SUV. His jaw slowly drops. Reflected in a side mirror, Chris sits in the driver's seat. Inside the SUV, blood covers his neck and shirt.
Chris! Chris!
A man smashes Logan's head into the back SUV window. Logan collapses in an unconscious heap on the concrete by a black pair of boots. The unseen man steps towards the front of the SUV. The man spills large drops of water onto the ground as he returns. He pours the water over Logan's head and torso. Logan's head shifts. His chest rises and falls rapidly. Inside the master bedroom, the door is wide open. With the blankets pulled up to her head, Naomi lies fast asleep in bed. The unseen man steps to the opposite side of the bed, then pulls part of the blankets back. He lies down beside Naomi, who has her back to him. He pulls the cover over himself, then folds his hands on top of his chest. Her eyes move under their lids as she moves around in her sleep. The man lies still while she tilts her head, then pulls her section of the blankets partially away from her chest. Her head droops to one side as she drowsily pushes the rest of the blankets back, then sits up. She leaves the bedside, then adjusts her pajama bottoms as she enters the bathroom. She crawls back onto her side of the bed next to the motionless man. She pushes her head into her pillow as she gets comfortable. She tucks an arm under her side as she faces her nightstand. She opens her eyes. The thin package lies on her nightstand. She reaches towards it. With the package in her hand, she pushes herself up, then flicks on the bedside lamp. Light illuminates her face. She opens the package and pulls out her developed photos. She gazes down at various photographs of the forest. Her eyes dart over a photo. Her brow furrows. An image of her in her bed, sleeping. She flips to another image of her fast asleep with a picture of her family lying next to her husband. She gives a disturbed stare. A photo of Logan sleeping. The man sits up next to her. She thumbs through the rest of the photos.
Logan.
He grabs her as she tries to crawl out of bed. In a blur, he climbs on top of her, then strikes her. She kicks her legs out. Cut to black. In a haze, an unfocused ceiling. Fade to black. In a blur, ropes tied around Naomi's torso. Fade to black. In the spare bedroom, Naomi is tied to the rocking chair. Her wrists and legs are bound. She struggles against her bonds. She quivers in the chair. With a bruised and bloodied face, she glances towards an illuminated bathroom. The black boots of the unseen man appear in the doorway. She gazes at him as he approaches her.
No, no, no.
He grabs a handful of her hair, tilting her head back as he steps around her. He touches her face.
No, please, no. Please.
He tilts her head as he grabs her chin.
Logan!
He punches her in the face. Blood runs from the corner of her mouth as her head droops to her chest. He caresses her hands. Her head rolls back. He closes a hand around her index finger, then pulls it backwards. He grabs a hold of her middle finger. He breaks her ring finger. He bends her thumb back. Outside, a shivering Logan wakes up. In the bedroom, Naomi lies on the floor. The man places a knife beside her. In the driveway, Logan pats at his semi-frozen clothing. In the bedroom, Naomi struggles to pull the knife towards her with broken and swollen hands. Outside, Logan rises beside the SUV. He glances from Chris's blood-stained t-shirt to a flat rear tire. He grimaces, then stares towards the house in the bedroom.
Logan!
While shaking, Logan staggers into the front hall. He stumbles into the master bedroom. He stares at the empty bed. Frost covers his face and hair. Upstairs, he opens the spare bedroom door.
Mom! Hey! Mom! Mom, what happened? Look at me! Look at me! Here, get up!
You're so cold!
What did you do? What are you doing here?
I should have listened to you. Where's Chris?
He's dead.
Oh my God.
He cuts her free.
We have to get out. We're gonna get out. Okay?
Yeah.
Look at me. We're gonna call the cops.
I don't have a phone.
I need to go downstairs, Mom.
No, babe, no.
Hey, I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine, okay? I love you, Mom. I love you so much.
I love you, baby.
A light illuminates the front of the bedroom door as he cracks it open, then peeks out. He glances back into the room. He slips out into the hall, then closes the door behind him. He staggers through the shadows. He brandishes the knife as he peers into his room. He shakes as he glances around. A stereo plays. He descends into the front hall. Sleeping on your moments away. I'm counting every breath that you take. With the knife shaking in front of him, he peers out of the open front door. He surveys the living room as he enters, then grabs the rotary phone receiver. Hunched over, he stumbles into the master bedroom once more. He rushes around the side of the bed to a nightstand, then picks up his phone. An illuminated screen reads, "No SIM card detected." He stares towards the opposite nightstand, then crawls across the bed. He knocks a lamp and face to the floor as he grabs his mother's phone. He frantically thumbs the screen, then drops it back onto the nightstand. In the front hall, he grabs at the stairs as he hurries up them. He turns past the other living room and short dividing wall. He enters the spare bedroom, then stares around at the empty rocking chair and severed ropes.
Mom?
His eyes widen. He limps back by the short hallway, past the dividing wall. He pauses at the top of the stairs and glances down. He holds the knife up as he struggles down the stairs. He passes through the shadows as he staggers into the kitchen. He grimaces as he moves between the island and stove. He enters the pitch-black pantry enclave. He turns on the flashlight. In the basement, Logan grips the knife out in front of himself as he descends the wooden stairs. He aims the flashlight past the guardrails as he stares into the darkness. He is enveloped by shadow. He shines his light onto the junk and debris lining the walls as he glances around. The flashlight shakes as he aims it at the water heater. He makes his way towards it. His hand quivers as it grasps the blade. Logan spins around, then limps forward. His knife hand trembles. He shines the flashlight down the narrow stone corridor as he staggers by the stairs. The light beams into the furnace room. He steps past it as he approaches the bend in the corridor. Water trickles down patches of the stone wall. Flashlight shaking, he rounds the corner. Naomi rushes into him. He drops the flashlight. Her face strains. Logan releases the knife, which protrudes from his mother's stomach.
No.
She grabs him.
No.
He gapes as she drops to the ground. He glances up. The dark figure of the man stares back from the end of the corridor. Logan flees. He bolts out of the corridor, then rushes up the basement stairs. In the kitchen, he limps by the fridge. He stumbles to the floor as he passes the island, then scrambles to a back door, which he slides open. The man grabs a hold of Logan and pulls him back into the kitchen. He throws Logan to the floor, then climbs on top of him. The man covers Logan's mouth as he sidles up onto the boy's chest. He scoops Logan's contact lenses out of each eye. He releases Logan, who stares up in a blur at the man's distorted face. He picks Logan up, then tosses him through the door. Outside, Logan staggers across a deck, then limps down steps into the yard. The man casually follows. Logan's flashlight swings around wildly as he weaves through the trees. He slips on the grass, then climbs to his feet. He struggles across a patch of partially melted ice. In a blur, he reaches out in front of himself as he avoids branches and bushes. He rushes up a snowy incline, then passes a tree stump.
Help! Somebody help me!
As he trips, he drops the flashlight. He crawls towards it, then snatches it up and hurries off. He falls backwards as he trudges down a hill covered in melting snow. He scrambles to his feet, then flails towards a fallen tree, which he leans on. He glances around, then crawls over the tree, laying down flat beside it. He turns the flashlight off. He shuts his eyes tight. Martha wanders up to the opposite side of the log and stops. Logan grimaces. A smile spreads across her face as she gazes up at the night sky. Her arms swing as she strolls off into the woods. Logan lifts his head up, then turns on the flashlight. He climbs to his feet. Daytime, a hunched over Logan staggers around as he makes his way through a clearing of tall brown grass surrounded by various trees. He stumbles from side to side, then straightens up and surveys the clearing. He glances over his shoulder. At the side of a small stream, he bends over the water's surface. His hand shakes as he cups it. He scoops water up to his mouth. He wipes his face. His body quivers as he shifts from his knee backwards. He rests his hands on his stomach as he lies against the riverbank. With closed eyes, he convulses. In a blur, leafless trees under a pale blue sky. His head jerks up and down. Black boots step up behind him. He tilts his head and stares at them. He faces the figure as he spins on his back. The figure stands over Logan, then bends down and grabs him as he thrashes around. Evergreens partially block a mountain in the distance. An owl sits on a log. In the driveway, the SUV's hazard lights blink. By the riverbank, Logan's pale blue, lifeless body lies sprawled next to a tree. The silhouette of a mountain range rolls off towards the sky. Sunshine beams down onto a paved road running alongside fields blocked off with wire fencing. An SUV rounds a bend, then stops beneath the shade of a row of trees. The vehicle kicks up a small dust cloud as it slowly turns past the fence onto a dirt road. Two tin mailboxes sit next to a sign nailed to a tree. White letters within a red arrow read, "Open House." The SUV travels up the dirt road, which leads towards a mountain. Cut to black. Credits. Written and directed by Matt Angel and Suzanne Coote. Produced by Matt Angel and Suzanne Coote. Produced by Dan Angel. Executive producer, Chip Rosenblum. Executive producers, Cindy Angel, Carol Olson Coote, and Don Knight. Associate producers, Bruna Noguera and Lily Speakman. Co-producers, David Tomlin and Michael A. Mendez. Director of Photography, Philippe Vandeval. Editor, Bradley McLaughlin. Music by Joseph Shirley. Sound designer, Jan Bazuska. Costume designer, Minnie Garcia. Production designers, Carolina Inu and Michelle Jaha. Casting by Jennifer K. M. Treadwell, CSA, and Monica Kelly, CSA. A Netflix original film, title, The Open House, in loving memory of Greg Coote. Line producer, Connell O'Herlihy. First assistant director, Elliot Barker. Second assistant director, Ethan Redman. Cast, Logan Wallace, Dylan Minnette, Naomi Wallace, Piercy Dalton. Martha, Patricia Bethune. Chris, Sharif Atkins. Brian Wallace, Aaron Abrams. The Man in Black, Edward Olson. Allison, Katie Walder. Plumber, Paul Ray. Ed Lee Parker, Joni McAllister, Catherine Beckwith. Cop number one, Matt Angel. Cop number two, Robert Everett Williams Jr. Tommy, Ethan Cushing. Waitress, Suzanne Coote. Mother, Jessica Robertson. Kid number one, Zachary Robertson. Kid number two, Ryan Robertson. Filmed on location in and around Big Bear Lake, California. 2017, The Man in the House, LLC, all rights reserved. The Man in the House, LLC, is the author and creator of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws in all countries throughout the world. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.